Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Left track. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? It'll climb the tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university.
University, 250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Client Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Client Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
So what I'm be sharing today is 9 ways to help you convert more leads into clients. Let's get to it. So 9 ways to convert leads into clients. So the first thing I want y'all to understand, so when it comes down to getting leads, right? You got lead attraction, you got lead nurture, and then you got lead conversion, right? So you got lead attraction, you got lead nurture, and then you got lead conversion. Most people want to take people from lead attraction to lead conversion. And you got to understand that only 2% of the market is ready to do business right now. Only 2% of the market is ready to do business right now. So from a visual standpoint, let's say this is the market, right? This circle. And from that circle, only 10% of the market is ready to do business right now. Those are the people who are ready to buy now. So what about the other 90%? We got to put them through a lead nurture process. And then they'll eventually be ready to become a client. Okay? So there's 9 ways to like do this process. So number one, to convert leads into clients. Number one is, let's say you got an email list full of leads where you generated from wherever, right? You can actually take those leads and you can actually go upload those leads into Facebook. And you can actually run retargeting ads to those leads because they're already familiar with you. You can run retargeting ads to those leads to testimonials to book a call, or you can run ads to those leads to push them through whatever your funneling process is, whatever your free giveaway is. Okay? That's one way to convert these leads into clients. Number two, you can actually do live streams. What are some ways that you can actually create value? So for example, you can do like live streams like these, not designed to actually get clients, but just designed to add value, to help. What is adding value, Marquell? Well, helping your audience solve problems that they have, right? So getting on here teaching this. I know this group is called Get Clients Daily. I'm assuming you're here because you want to get clients. So one of this training is designed to help you get more clients. So doing live streams. So right now we're live on Facebook and then we're live on Instagram as well. And of course we could do more. We probably end up doing YouTube and doing more, but right now we're here. That's number two. Number three, another way to actually convert leads into the clients is to have a Facebook group. Now, a lot of times people do a Facebook group and they're wondering why their Facebook group isn't performing the way they want it to perform. It's because they created their Facebook group to sell people stuff. The purpose of the Facebook group isn't to sell people stuff. The Facebook group is a lead nurture strategy, right? You're nurturing them. You're giving them more value. You're cultivating a relationship. They're not there to be sold. And you also don't got to post new video content in there every single day because they're not going to consume it anyway. So for example, with our Facebook group, on Monday, we do a post to let you know about the Tuesday live stream. Today, we have the Tuesday live stream, right? Wednesday, we have our Winning Wednesday, where we celebrate wins. Then we do some other engagement stuff. Then we do some other stuff throughout. but we're not having to put a piece of content. I'm not having to go live in there every single day because it's going to be overkill anyway. So having a Facebook group. Number four is emailing your list daily. So if you have an email list, which you deserve to have one, you want to be creating, you want to be emailing that list daily, not emailing that list daily to sell them something, but emailing that list daily to add more value to them, to create more goodwill for them, to build more equity in the marketplace. Because a lot of times people are always trying to extract equity from the marketplace, but they haven't invested enough time building equity to extract, and they wonder why they can't make any sales. So emailing that list daily. Number five is text lists, nurturing your text list. Not only if it's in a text list and an email list, I don't believe you don't want to text your list daily because it's a lot more personal. You don't want to do it the same way that you would do an email list. So I probably say 2 to 3 times a week from a text standpoint versus every day like an email, because you're going to be a little bit more aggressive on email. Number six is surveying your email list. When was the last time you surveyed your email list to ask them what they want more of and to find out more about them, their business, their current situation, where they're looking to go? Like, when was the last time that you did that? Imagine surveying your email list to find out exactly what they want in their way, in their own words, and then you creating that for them. How powerful could that be? And there's a lot of different survey tools that you can use. Number seven, doing like monthly masterclasses. Like where you jumped on a masterclass. Some people may call it a webinar. I like to call it a masterclass. And you get on and then you teach them something to help them get results. And then you may say, hey, if you want me to actually help you implement this, here's what to go do. Schedule a call. So we had 7 so far. The last one I talked about was a masterclass. So can I share with you all one that almost nobody uses? One of the ones that I highly recommend, this will be number 8, direct mail. Because the cool thing is, like, of course, we know that email inboxes can be crowded, but mailboxes are a whole lot less crowded. You can leverage direct mail to convert leads into clients. Number nine is events. Depending on where you are in your business, if you got a business, you're doing $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month or more, and you want to add $100,000 a month or more, and you want to add events, great, because events can add some complexity to it. If not, I would keep it simple, right? So I'm giving you these 9 things, not for you to go out and implement all 9 of these things. That's not the case, especially if you don't have a team and you don't have capacity to actually implement all this stuff. But one or two of these things could totally change the game for you. So number 9, events. You can do large scale events. You can do in-person events. These can be virtual events. These can be 1-day events. These can be 3-day events. These can be 5-day events, right? These can be 90-minute events, 60-minute events I alluded to earlier when I talked about the masterclasses. So like events, just moving them into a different environment is a way. Another bonus is getting on the phone with people. Like get on the phone with these individuals who are in your community who meet the criteria of your ideal client, but they may not be a client yet. And the cool thing with this call, it may not be to sell them on anything. It may just be to find out what are they struggling with? What brought them to the community? Why are they in the community? What do they require? And now you can potentially create offers based on the feedback that you get from that. Some people are like, well, if they don't qualify, I'm not going to waste my time and get on the phone with them. Well, that's flawed thinking. Like the most valuable market research you can do is actually getting on the phone with people who are in the market that you're looking to serve and getting feedback from them. Another one is creating daily content. How can you create daily content for your audience to nurture them more, to dive deeper with you? So for example, there's multiple different types of like content. Like you can have a podcast. Like, do you got to start a podcast? No, you don't have to start a podcast, but that's one form of content. One simple piece of content is like shooting reels, like making reels for your social media platform. This content also doesn't have to be videos. It can be like images, graphics. My guy, Madi, does amazing at carousel posts on Instagram. So it's like, it could be different version of, but how can you create content where people consume your content and they're like, this is amazing. And they want to binge watching your content. Some people create content and they just give away the stuff they wouldn't sell. Like, give away the stuff that you could actually charge for. So some people are like, well, if I give away too much, then they're not going to buy from me. No, that's like, that's scarcity thinking, and that's actually flawed thinking as well. When you give away your best stuff, people are going to be like, man, if the free stuff is this good, I wonder what the paid stuff is like. So give away your best stuff in your free content. Some people are like, well, Marco, you could just create a low-ticket course. Why you don't have a course where you charge $9.97 or $4.97 or $2.97? I'm like, well, whatever I would put into a course like that, we just give it away for free. We give away our best stuff for free because our even better stuff, when we help with the implementation, is a whole nother level. Right? So creating that content. So I give you another one. Leveraging your client testimonials. Getting testimonials from your clients and sharing. No, these can be video testimonials. These can be audio testimonials that you use on podcasts. These can be screenshot testimonials. Like, if y'all check out our social media, we don't really talk about how much money we make. Right? We only talk about the results of our clients. So like, for example, we got a whole page for it. So if you go to the wallofproof.com, the T-H-E, wallofproof.com, the wallofproof.com. We got an endless amount of client success stories on there, endless. And that's what we focus on, client success stories. And again, like 100%. So it's like, if you feel like you're going to give away too much, that just means you don't know enough about what you do. So it's time to like up-level your game. So testimonials. Leveraging client testimonials. So that's about 12. I'm going to give you all another one. Can I give you all another one? Let's say, for example, you're leveraging your email list. Let's say you go in there and you check the opens of your email today. And you check out the people who open your emails the most and click on your links the most. What if you took that email address and then you went to Facebook and you pasted that email address in the search bar on your Facebook? Sometimes the email they use to opt into your list, sometimes their Facebook account is tied to that same email. So you can take that email, go put it in the search bar on your Facebook, and then pull their profile up. And then you can literally reach out to them. So let's say, for example, Xavier is, Xavier was on my email list, for example, and I saw that he opened my email list, click on my link, and I see he do it often. So I could reach out to him and shoot him a DM and be like, hey, Xavier, man, I see that you've been checking out my emails, and I appreciate it. So I wanted to reach out to you personally and see where you are and see if there's anything I can do or give you to actually help you hit your goals that you focus on for the next 90 days. Think about how powerful that is. Somebody actually taking the time to actually reach out to you via your DM. Or if you got their phone number, like reaching out to them via phone, right? So for example, in the earlier stage, when we weren't generating that many leads and we were taking name, email, phone number, like every lead we generated, because we always took phone numbers, for every lead we generated, we called. Like as soon as possible. So for example, if I got a lead that came in, I'd immediately call it. Hey, what's up, Wes? I see that you opted in to get access to my Pay That Playbook. I see that you got locked in to get access to blah, blah, blah. I want to reach out, make sure you got it. You know, obviously you said you might get some leads. You got, you know, 2 or 3 minutes to see what else I can give you or how else I can help. Like, people don't do that. Like, people are focused on AI and robots and automating everything. But it's like, people want personal touch. So in the same era where AI and robots are taking over, people are yearning for more personal touch. So how can you add the personal touch into your marketing? Like, how can you add more of the personal touch into your marketing? So I think that's 13. I think we went way overboard. I think I did 13. I appreciate y'all so much for being here. Look, I know y'all could be doing anything. It's a lot of people y'all can be listening to. It's a lot of different lives you could be doing. It's a lot of different things you can be doing. But the fact that you decided to invest your time, your most valuable asset here with me over the last 10 minutes, super grateful for you all. If you are in the Facebook group, make a separate post in the group. Or if you're in Instagram, even come over to the Facebook group at getclientsdailygroup.com. And then let us know what other topics would you like me to cover. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.